Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman, and I am your host. And I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. So today is an interesting day. I'm actually not driving into Hartford today. I'm driving to Boston for some training. So I thought, while I did that, I would record a couple of episodes. And this first one is actually really exciting. The big reason I'm doing a special episode as opposed to just one is an embargo is lifting today. And I really didn't want to miss the opportunity to get that to hit that embargo with the information for my adoring public, as it were. So let's just get right to it. I saw a whole bunch of stuff at New York Toy Fair. Loved everything that I saw. However, some things were a little bit more exciting than others. And one of them was super embargoed. Meaning, you know, they made it very clear that I was not allowed to talk about it until I was told. So today, I'm ready to talk about a big announcement from USAopoly. And, yeah, this is going to be a pretty big deal. So here's how it is. USAopoly, which, by the way, has changed their name to the OP, is the name of the company now. So the OP has entered into an agreement. Now, this is something that we've known about for a while with Games Workshop. That's a company that does, they have a whole bunch of games. But their biggest, their biggest title is likely the Warhammer Miniatures games and the kind of stuff around that. However, they also dabble in like boxed tabletop games. And one of them that has been around for a very long time, has been very successful, etc., is Talisman. Now, Talisman is divisive. There's some people who swear by it and love that game. There's some people who hate it. One of the chief complaints from people who dislike it is they dislike how long the game takes, because it is a very long game. We're talking hours upon hours of play. Some people are all about that. Some people, not so much. So the game here is they have entered into the agreement to be able to make licensed versions of some of the Games Workshop games. Specifically, they are making licensed versions of Talisman. There are actually several in the works. The rest of them I cannot talk about. However, the one that is being announced today is Talisman Kingdom Hearts Edition. Now, that's pretty awesome. Thematically, it works. Talisman is about choosing a character and playing against the opponents and moving from world to world and really, kind of completing challenges in different places and slowly working your way into the center of the board, like this inner world, which, if you have played Kingdom Hearts, means you could be playing through various Disney worlds, completing challenges in various Disney worlds or in various Kingdom Hearts worlds like Traverse Town, etc., Hollow Bastion, and then eventually reaching Kingdom Hearts. So the theme fits perfectly. One of the advantages to the Kingdom Hearts setting is that it's pan-Disney, meaning it includes everything. You can have a world that really features Aladdin, but isn't an Aladdin game. So it can have some of that flavor and can have some of those challenges, etc. But it doesn't require you to make an entire game themed around Aladdin, which is great, right? So yeah, they did it. And the details are relatively sparse. There is box art that we'll be putting up on our Instagram later on, but this is a very exciting thing for fans of both Kingdom Hearts and fans of Talisman, because this is a great marriage. They have really well done sculpts for all the different figures that will include Sora and Donald and Goofy and all the various fan favorites from the Kingdom Hearts game, and really, this could not have come at a better time. I know they've been working on this for a little while, but Kingdom Hearts 3 just came out, It is a wild success. It's the best-selling game in the Kingdom Hearts series so far. People are very happy with it. People are excited to see what's happening. And this is going to be a very big deal, I think. So, yeah. I mean, there we go. Quick hits. This is the news. There's going to be more details about this coming out. You'll be able to pre-order it relatively soon, I am sure. This is going to be a big hit. Can't wait to get a copy of this one and unbox it on our Facebook page. So here we go. This is a quick one, but I wanted to make sure that I got that information out there. Here we go. Kingdom Hearts Talisman, or specifically Talisman Kingdom Hearts Edition. But let me see here. So, you know, some of the figures that are going to be involved will be, just to give some more details, why close up shop? I've got the information. It's a 2-6 player game. You'll be able to play as Sora, Kairi, Riku, King Mickey, Goofy, Donald, and, you know, other, you know, comrades. You'll be using strength and magic. The idea is to seal the door to darkness and keep Heartless from consuming the different worlds. It has 3 different regions. The board is absolutely stunning, and I didn't even see the final version of it. And it maintains, the goal of the design is to maintain that magical quest game, but focusing and including Disney nostalgia, and also, you know, giving nods to people that are fans of the game. Now, I said at the beginning of this that one of the biggest complaints that people have about Talisman is that it is long. Eventually, there in updated versions, they added what were called quick play rules. Rules that are that truncate play, that simplify it, that make it easier to get a quick game in, relatively. And those were considered as like an alternative to play. It's like, okay, let's play the quick play rules because we want to get this game over with. And then they, you know, but the default was to play with the long play rules. Under this new system, they have switched that. They are including the long play rules in the system, so you will be able to play them. However, the default rules that you will learn will be the quick play rules. So this game will be faster. It will play a little bit quicker. It will involve, I am sure, some elements that were included in different Talisman expansions, especially when it is appropriate thematically. This just looks awesome, man. If you're a Kingdom Hearts fan, this is one of those games that you absolutely need to keep your eye on. So, yeah, thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. I have another one coming up in a little while, but this is just a special announcement that I wanted to put out just to make sure that everybody got to see and hear about all this craziness. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you soon, and don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye.